Hi, everyone, and welcome to Val Talks Pets, the forum for pet parents and enthusiasts alike. Having been in the pet industry for over 10 years now, I'm going to share with you issues and questions that arise as I work with pet parents on a day-to-day basis. I am not a veterinarian, but I do have certifications in canine, feline, small animal, fish and herptile, and avian health and nutrition from the University of California, Davis Extension. Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me on this episode of Val Talks Pets. Today's episode is all about fun and your knowledge of cats and dogs, of which I'm betting you know more than you think you do. So get those thinking caps on and keep score if you like, as we do the Cats and Dogs Trivia Challenge. Okay, so here we go. What is a group of adult dogs called? Our first instinct is to obviously call them a pack, and that is true. But they can also be called a kennel. Great. What about a group of puppies? Well, just like we probably thought, the answer is a litter. But there is actually a different name for one thing to do with dogs. What do you think is the name for a group of hounds? The answer is a cry. That's pretty interesting. Well, according to historyextra.com, the name may derive from the hunting cry that instructs the hounds on their pursuit. All right. Same question, but with cats. What is a group of cats called? The answer is a clowder. They can also be referred to as a clutter or a glaring. Apparently, a glaring is more used if the cats are unsure of each other, so maybe if they are new to each other. As for a clowder, the word is English and may originate from the word clautern. A clautern refers to bits of things coming together lying around. I suppose cats fit into that category, so hence the word clowder. Now, if puppies are considered a litter, what are a bunch of kittens called? I love this name. A group of kittens is called a kindle. Also acceptable is litter, as well as an intrigue. Now, that's rather intriguing, isn't it? The most used term is usually a kindle, which according to HaggardHawks.com simply meant young of any animal. Very cool. Okay, moving on to the next category. How many teeth does an adult dog have? The answer is 42. Adult dogs have upper teeth, incisors, canine molars, lower teeth, molars, canines, and incisors. Now, how many teeth does a puppy have? A puppy has 28 deciduous teeth or primary teeth. Those little teeth are razor sharp, as anyone who's had a puppy knows. They will begin to lose those baby teeth around 5 to 6 months of age when their permanent teeth start coming in. I get a lot of puppy people coming in saying their puppy is teething. When I ask how old the puppy is, they say 12 or 16 weeks. I'm sorry, my friend, they are not teething. A puppy will get their baby teeth beginning about 2 weeks of age. By 8 to 10 weeks of age, they have all their baby teeth. Then, around 5 months, they will go into full-blown teething, losing the baby teeth and getting their permanent teeth. Now, how many teeth does an adult cat have? The answer is 30. They have 16 on the top and 14 on the bottom. A kitten will have 26 baby or milk teeth. The baby teeth will come in around 2 to 4 weeks of age. A kitten's permanent teeth will come in around 3.5 to 4 months. Next question. How does a dog sweat? The answer is through their paw pads. Those toe beans that often smell like Fritos is a minor way for a dog to sweat. However, most of a dog's way to release heat is through panting. So what then is the ideal body temperature for a dog? The answer is between 101 and 102.5 Fahrenheit. So what about cats? How do cats sweat? According to seniorcatwellness.com, cats have eccrine sweat glands in the hairless areas of their body. This would be their paw pads, lips, chin, and bum. Although these areas seem small, the evaporation does have a cooling effect for cats. So the answer as to how cats sweat is through hairless areas of their body. What then is the ideal body temperature for a cat? A cat's temperature should be between 100.5 and 102.5 Fahrenheit. A cat that has its tongue out and is panting is not the same as a dog. This cat is in distress, demonstrating signs of heat stroke. Next question. And this is one that fools a lot of people. Do dogs see only in black and white, or are they colorblind? The answer is that dogs can see multiple colors, but they're more muted or muddy. According to SPCABC.ca, dogs have less cones in their eyes, so they do not see the whole spectrum of color. What they see is more like the old sepia. For example, red appears as a darkish brown-gray hue or even black. Additionally, shades of yellow, orange, and green all appear as a type of yellowish shade. The color that stands out most for your dog is blue, although purple looks blue to him too. Yellow is also a good choice. So, no, dogs do not only see black and white, and yes, they are somewhat color blind. Now, what do cats see? This is going to surprise you. According to animaleyegroup.com, because cats have a mere fifth the cone cells humans do, they mostly see in black and white. They can also see blue and yellow, they don't see saturated colors. Cats identify things by motion, so the ability to spot movement is very important. What about the idea that we all consider normal that cats can see at night or have very good night vision? Well, according to animaleyegroup.com, in order to be able to hunt at night, cats have evolved to let lots of light, which means their pupils can dilate far beyond what ours can. Their eyes actually capture and build up light within their eyes by bouncing it against a reflective layer under the retina. This layer is called the tapetum, and it's responsible for the eerie flash glow of cats' eyes in the dark. So, yes, cats can see at night, but they do not see color very well. Can dogs see in the dark? Turns out, they can. Dogs have pretty good night vision, but they are more nearsighted, and as mentioned, they have fewer shades of colors. Next question. You ready? How long does a dog gestate puppies? Or, how long are dogs pregnant? The answer is, dogs are pregnant for anywhere from 57 to 65 days, or 58 to 68 days. Basically, breeders count on 63 days, or 9 weeks-ish. Now, how long are cats pregnant? Well, a typical cat pregnancy will last 65 days or 9 weeks. And according to catster.com, a cat or kitten can get pregnant as young as 4 months, and a cat can get into heat every 2 to 3 weeks in spring and early fall. We often call this kitten time, as unfixed roaming cats are creating more cats, or unfixed barn cats are doing the same, as are feral cats too. The next question is a two-part question. Ready? Do dogs understand words, and what size of vocabulary can they have? Well, according to VCA Canada, many scientists agree that dogs understand specific words. Some believe they don't comprehend full sentences. They feel that saying trees, birds, grass, walk invokes the same meaning as let's go for a walk. The dog is therefore picking out the word walk from the sentence. Of course, as we all know that as pet parents, we never say just walk or let's go for a walk in a monotone. We always show enthusiasm with want to go for a walk? So as VCA states, body language, tone, and words are all involved in effective canine communication. However, having said that, some scientists believe that dogs understand the actual meaning of many words unrelated to the tone in which they are delivered. If we think about the button dogs, then we know that dogs can associate a word to an action or a request for something like a treat or food. I have explored button dogs in another episode, so check that out. There are lots of studies being done about dog communication, so we definitely know that there is a possibility that dogs do understand human language in a far more cognitive way than originally thought. As for actual vocabulary, according to APA.org, the average dog can learn 165 words, including signals, and the super dogs, those in the top 20% of dog intelligence, can learn 250 words. And just as an added trivia point, the most learned cue for a dog is sit. Okay, now, do cats understand words and have a vocabulary? According to cats.com, it is thought that cats can understand around 20 to 40 human words, and some might recognize up to 50. However, they do qualify that it's perhaps more appropriate to say that cats are able to associate and distinguish words rather than understand their meaning. So basically, a cat can understand stop, but not be able to associate it to stop scratching the chair. However, there are button cats too that have learned to press certain buttons to communicate with their human. That puts a wrench into a lot of perceived notions about cat cognitive ability when it comes to understanding words. If animal communication interests you, check out my episode called How Do Animals Communicate? And just to size things up, what is the largest dog and cat breed? Well, in terms of height, it is the Great Dane. Irish Wolfhounds and English Mastiffs are also contenders. And the largest cat breed is the Maine Coon. Maine Coons can weigh up to 35 pounds and are considered the dogs of the cat world. If Maine Coons interest you, check out my Spotlight episode on Maine Coons. To finish up, What is the smallest dog and cat breed? If you said Chihuahua or Yorkie or Maltese, you are in the right place. Just remember, teacup size is not recognized and is created through skeptical breeding practices. And the smallest cat breed? It is the Singapura. I admit I've never heard of this cat. It is considered the smallest cat breed in the world. Ranging between 4 and 6 pounds, this rare cat features a silky smooth coat and muscular physique. Who knew? Well, there you have it. For Trivia 101, how did you do? Let's do this again, because it's always fun to test our knowledge and see how we fare. Because as I say, knowing is caring.
Thank you for listening to Val Talks Pets. Please remember to follow or subscribe to ensure that you never miss an episode. To really help the show and to make it easier for others to find, please rate and review each episode that you find interesting and helpful. And don't forget that you can also email me at val@valtalkspets.com with topics you would like me to address or with any questions you may have. Also, check out my website at valtalkspets.com and let me know what you think and how we can improve upon it. Thanks for caring!